Spirit of Youth celebrates teenage Alaskans who are making our communities better places to live. They give their time, their hearts and minds, their passion, their creativity. Now, hear their stories.
I was the most interested in birds in my class.
That's Sam Toktu of Shishmaref, a village surrounded by the Bering Land Bridge National Preserve. The preserve is one of five remote national parks extending from the Bering Sea coast to the Brooks Range in northwest Alaska. It's home to Sam and to yellow-billed loons. Yellow-billed loons are good indicators of how the environment is doing as a whole, and because of that, the birds are interesting to wildlife biologists like Stasha Backenstow. Backenstow says it made sense to include Sam and Anchorage teenager Max Dan to study the birds.
What we're interested here in Alaska with the Park Service, and specifically in northern Alaska, is to involve youth from rural communities, so in this case Shishmaref, and urban communities, in this case Anchorage, to what the Park Service studies in terms of science, of its natural resources, but also the importance of telling a story.
We've been working on this video.
And do you have it there? Can you show me a little bit of it?
Yeah. Hi, my name is Max Dan from Anchorage, Alaska. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife is considering listing the yellow-billed loon under the Endangered Species Act.
Sam and Max are using video footage they collected in the field to tell their story and educate others about yellow-billed loons. Sam says he feels like it's important work they're doing.
It's important because of protect the animals around it.
Max and Sam's finished video is available through the National Park Service's YouTube channel. I am Shanna Sheehy.
Give a young person you know a boost by recognizing the good things they're doing. Nominate at spiritofyouth.org.
Provided by the Alaska State Division of Behavioral Health.